Thank you, Dave. Happy K300.
So where are you heading to follow the action this week, this weekend?
I'll be based in Tulixac, which is about 50 miles up the trail, and we have reporters in Kalskeg and nobody in Aniak. That's the turnaround point.
Well, so what we've heard so far this week, it sounds like the trail is ready. It's a little bit unusual. Tell us more.
I don't think there is really a typical Kuskokwim, Dave, but this year the trail is hard, icy, and depending on what kind of weather we get, maybe a bit slick with some rain, some freezing rain.
It's mostly going to follow the river, it sounds like.
It's following the river exclusively, actually. There's usually a big loop around Aniak where it goes off in the tundra, but due to low snow and just the strange winter we've had, it's actually following just the Kuskokwim River, actually on the truck trail where we have trucks driving back and forth.
Well, the veterans you spoke with, they sound pretty pumped. They don't sound too dismayed about the trail or the conditions. Is that the sense you're getting?
A lot of guys have been here when it's been dubbed the Kuskokwim, where there's a foot, several inches of water, glare ice. So I think this is one of the years that guys have been around the block have definitely seen worse. And generally across the state, it's been a low snow year. And speaking with the Boozers, they've been training in Big Lake, where there's been snow, but still hard-packed trails. All of the Western Alaska teams have typically been training on ice. So this is kind of what the state of mushing is here in early 2015.
Well, how many mushers do you have signed up, and when do they get underway today?
We have 25 mushers in the K300. It starts 6:30 tonight on the ice in front of Bethel.
Ben, who's the odds-on favorite, or if you were a gambling man, where would you place your bet today?
A lot of people are looking at Rowan Boozer, 25-year-old son of Martin Boozer, who won last year. He's a two-time champion at age 25. However, no one's ever going to count out Jeff King, who's won this race 9 times. He was within a few minutes of winning it last year for his 10th, and he has always been in the mix in the K300. And, of course, we're looking at one of our local guys. There's 6 YK Delta mushers participating in this year's race, but I believe we have 8 of the top 10 mushers from last year. We have 5 past champions. We've got Lance Mackey. We've got multiple Iditarod champions. So it's an extremely competitive race.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. When do you expect them back in?
We do have a bit of a shortened trail. We're expecting something like 260, 270 miles for this race. And typically it's Sunday morning. It could be very early Sunday morning when they come back to Bethel.
Well, have a great weekend covering this exciting event. Ben Matheson at KYUK, thanks for the update today.
Thank you, Dave. And you can check out kyuk.org. We'll have coverage all weekend.